Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's message, Walking Through the Valley. The United States and much of the world is currently enacting measures directed at containing the spread of a deadly virus. These measures now include social distancing and limiting the size of public assemblies, meetings, and gatherings. The schools in many states are temporarily closed, and nearly all collegiate and professional sporting events have been canceled, suspended, or postponed. As a result, financial markets are in flux because of the uncertainty of the extent of this outbreak. People are worried and anxious as they adjust to these disruptions in their daily lives and the threat this virus poses to their health and that of their loved ones. The 23rd Psalm is one of the most beloved and inspiring passages in all of Scripture. It can speak to Christians in uncertain and trying times and is speaking to believers at this hour. The Psalm speaks of a place called the Valley of the Shadows of Death. All of us are familiar with this valley because we have to go through it whether we want to or not. We can go through it alone, or we can go there with the Lord. All the things which act to take our life reside in this valley and give it its name. The coronavirus is just the latest of enemies to come to this valley. Because the Lord is with him, the psalmist does not fear walking through the valley. When the Lord is with us, we do not have to fear walking through the valley as well. The Lord is there to protect and preserve that which is most important. Jesus said for us not to fear those things which can kill the body, but fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul. By walking with the Lord, the worst thing that can happen to us is that one of the things in the valley attack and destroy our body. And though our body dies, our soul or life is saved by our faith in Christ. We should therefore not fear this or any crisis that comes our way, as they are all part of the nemesis in the valley of the shadow of death. Instead of being overcome with fear, we should walk with confidence, joy, and peace, knowing that our souls are safe and secure while the Lord is walking with us. Remember to visit our news link at our website to see the latest news and announcements. Don't forget to read and listen to our pastor's Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page, website, and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday school daily reading anytime and anywhere at our website by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.